God paints the sky for us to enjoy. He sends the weather we need. It may not be the weather we want. Amen. I heard it's going to get down to 60 degrees next week. What I heard. Because of this.
It was cool this morning too.
Yeah. I heard because of this tornado or hurricane or whatever it is beating the shoreline down there.
Yeah.
Florida and stuff. And it's going to bring some cold weather down here.
Good.
We're going to have a word of prayer here. Be teaching out of Psalms chapter 37. I think it's got like 40 verses. We'll probably cover about half of them. I'm not sure exactly how many. That looks like Brother Mitchell out there, I think. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's feeling a little better.
I am too.
I think that's Mitchell. In a gray SUV. Is that Mitchell?
Yeah.
All right. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that. He's been feeling pretty rough too. Brother Eric's here this morning. He's been feeling a little down. Amen. Like I said, we take our health for granted. And sometimes, like I said, the Bible said in Psalms chapter 39 verse 4, it says, Lord, help me to know how frail I am. Sometimes you don't need no help. You can figure it out.
Yeah.
Samson said, I'll go at other times. As other times, and he didn't go as other times. That's the way life is. Sometimes there's a curve in there. But we'll go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank you for the beautiful day, Lord, that you've given us to enjoy. Oh, Lord, we know even right now everybody didn't wake up this morning. We know even right now, Lord, somebody's probably fighting for their life. They didn't take in consideration that today's the day. It's the Lord's day. Today's a good day to go to the house of God. Thank you, Lord, for the young people that are here this morning. Lord, I pray your greatest blessings upon them. Father, Lord, your hand was upon me all the days of my life, and I didn't even know it. You graciously, Rita, sung a song Wednesday night, Lord, about the goodness of God. And Lord, it just touched me so greatly. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace. Lord, I thank you for your great mercies, your compassion that fail not. And those mercies that are near every morning. Pray you bless your children today. Bless our country today. Help America to see itself in the mirror of God.
Yeah.
To see, Lord, the poor choices it's making and the price that it's paying for that. Lord, we know your word says righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin's a reproach to any people. And Lord, our nation, Lord, has took its eyes off of God and seem like, Lord, it's got its eyes upon gold and other things. But help America, Lord, like our message will be today about Jonah and Nineveh. Help America, Lord, I pray, to find its way back to its knees, to acknowledge its great need of the God of heaven. Lord, your word says all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. In Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. And Lord, we can see the writing on the wall, literally, for America, I would to God, that it would come to itself like the prodigal did in Luke chapter 15 and would say, I'll arise and go to my father's house. We would that America would do that, Lord. Lord, we want to pray for our sick this morning, Lord. So many out there, Father, that are suffering. Lord, in my devotions this week, I read, Lord, by your stripes we're healed. Lord, you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. Lord, you bore our sins on the cross and you paid the price for our sins through your suffering, Lord. We got to go free. We're the Barabbas that was released and you're the one who took our place. Thank you, Lord, for suffering for us and for seeing our great need, Lord, of mercy. Thank you, Lord, doing what no one else could do. Took on yourself the sins of the whole world. We pray for our sick and our suffering. What a blessing, Lord, it was to see Brother Mitchell pull in here this morning. Lord, he's been through some terrible days, Lord. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon him, Lord, putting out the effort, God, to be here. Bless him, Lord. Want to pray for Mark and Kay, Lord. Every day, Lord, it's a challenge. Sister Vonnie was telling me Mark's having difficulty caring for his wife, Kay, and Kay's having difficulty with her health. And Lord, we know you're the Lord God that healeth us, Lord. We know even right now, Lord, you could change our circumstances. A lot of things about God we don't understand. I just know, Lord, that you're touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And I know, Lord, you're moved with compassion. And when we need it, Lord, it seems like it's always there. The things that, Lord, that man cannot provide, Lord, you freely give. Lord, bless our sick today. Help my wife, Lord. She's been through a terrible week. Help, Lord, your children, God, today. There's a lot I hadn't seen for a while, Lord. We love them. We miss them. I'd like to see Lord Miranda and Mark and Kaden and Tavin and Carly show up today. I'd like to see Lord James and Lord Star Spray and James Jr. today. I'd like to see Jordan and Casey. Lord, I pray for Danny and for Tammy Tibbs. Lord, she's suffering, wants to be here in her health. Just won't allow her to be here. My wife, Lord, couldn't even sit in the waiting room while we was waiting for a room. Lord, Friday night, just hurting in her back. We changed chairs and cushions and tried to comfort her best we could. That's the way we are, Lord. We're so greatly in need of you. Lord, even today, may you visit, Lord, this little church in a big way. Lord, may we feel your presence. Lord, may we fellowship with you, sup with you, enjoy the good things of God. May you entreat us, dear God, today. May we be able to leave since you has been good to be in the house of the Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord Father, Lord, that you'd help, Lord, comfort those that's lost loved ones. Help those, Father. We know Lord Judah and Geraldine probably watching right now. Send blessings their way. Lord, pray for Sister Joanne Smith probably watching right now, Lord. Send blessings her way. And Brenda called me and was checking, asking about my wife. Said she enjoyed that Wednesday night service. Lord, send blessings her way, Lord. Oh, my Lord, bless your children. Bless your churches. Bless your men of God. Make them ministers of fire. Lord, maybe I pray be a blessing to you and to others. We ask all these things just so much, Lord, we couldn't even find a place to slow down, much less to quit this prayer. But bless all your children, your churches, your great works. Help us, Lord. We see the day approaching. We'll make our exodus, Lord, out of our Egypt. We'll go to our promised land, and what a blessing that'll be. Oh, my, in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Mitchell, good to see you, brother.
Well, they found out what was wrong with me. My iron is low.
Well,
I got to go down tomorrow, and they're going to give me a iron that put it in an IV.
Yeah.
And Sarah told me over where Dr. Bullitt, she said, Mitchell, we got to get you feeling better. I said, well, all I've been able to do is stay in the bed.
Bless your heart, brother.
And Mike come in.
Yeah.
And he got sick with throwing up. I talked to Phyllis. He went home. And
now
he's got the cobra.
Phyllis's son, right?
Yeah, Phyllis has coughed so bad this morning.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, I don't feel like it, but I said, I'm going to church. That's where the...
Hey, man.
And so I sat down this morning, I was praying for Bonnie, and I was praying for you, I was praying for everybody down here.
Thank you, Brother Mitchell.
Lord, if this takes me out, it's about...
What a way to go.
I ain't worried about it.
Hey, Serenity. Serenity, would you get me a bottle of water, sweetie? All right, we're in Psalm chapter 39. It's got so many verses, we'll probably just cover half of them today. Psalms chapter 37, I may have said 39, but 37 is where we're at. Psalm chapter 37. Donnie was going to try to do a little mowing yesterday. He may have mowed too much. I don't know. I'll have to touch base with him on my way home. You can get these bottles of water, the big ones, at Ruler for $2 for a package. I'm going to stop my way home, get about four. We run out over the weekend. You take it for granted until you run out. And boy, it's good to have a drink of water. Amen. Two-thirds of our body is water. And I'll tell you, Brother Mitchell, a good source of iron is spinach. Eat you some spinach if you like spinach. It's a good source of iron. Sister Bonnie sent us a card, and boy, it really refreshed us. We've had a terrible week, and I ain't going to elaborate on it. I may hit on that a little bit when we get to the preaching, but we're going to get right here in Psalms chapter 37. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You know, sometimes we look around and we think, man, what's the use? It looks like, you know, We'd be better off just to throw in the towel and say, you know what? Peter said, I'll go fishing. I mean, he's just really leaving the ministry and said, hey, I'm just going to go back to what I used to do. I don't see no profit in what I'm doing. Sometimes it's like that. Old song says, well, I'm thinking about 3 or 4 songs right now, but the old song says, perilous times are here. That's wrong. Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now's at stake. Humming your heart to God, face my chastening rod. Seek away pilgrims trod, Christians awake. That's kind of what this verse is saying. Don't worry about how bad it looks. Just remember, we're going. Paul said to part be a Christ far better. God haven't provided some better thing for us. We're going to where they call it Beulah Land, where everybody's happy, where nobody's crying, and nobody's hurting, nobody's struggling. So don't get caught up in what you see down here. Sometimes the news is depressing. Sometimes you think, oh Lord, why would somebody do that to somebody? Well, fret not thyself because of evildoers. I wish they wouldn't do it.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. You get a place of the devil, Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief cometh before to kill, steal, and destroy. I'm come that might have life, have it more abundantly. They're either going to lean the one way or the other way. Now, the Lord wants us to do good. He said, as you would have others do unto you, do unto them.
That's, right.
That's our golden rule. Hey, just love one another. Forgive one another. But here you've got evildoers. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You know, some people, they get ahead, but they do it the wrong way.
That's right.
And I'm not going to worry about nothing. I'm going to learn to be content with such things I have. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 3, for they shall soon be cut, verse 2, they shall soon be cut down like the grass. It withers the green herb. You know, sometimes there's a price. The Bible said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. God's not mocked. And here, they were greedy of gain, and they got that gain, but it wasn't worth it. We went on visitation one night, me and Jack Richardson, and we went to visit a guy I'd grown up with and drunk with. I mean, we just done all the wrong that could be done together. And, I got saved and he wasn't. So I thought I'd go out there and visit him. He just retired from Ford Motor Company. And at this time, he bought a house out there around the Hinesville area. And we pulled in his driveway, Brother Mitchell, and his house was so big, the windshield couldn't hardly capture the size of his home. And I went up to him. His name was Joe. And I went up to him, me and Jack Richardson. I said, Joe, I come out here to tell you about Jesus. He's sitting there drinking a beer. And he kind of smirked when I said, I come out here to tell you about Jesus. And I said, Joe, I just want you to know Jesus loves you, buddy. And, it looked like, he had no need of nothing. I mean, he just retired maximum. I mean, he was an electrician, a high-paying job. Retired, got the house of all houses. I mean, just nothing. Hey, he died within a week. I didn't know that, and he didn't know that. And he's sitting there smirking at me and said, well, maybe someday, all that kind of stuff. But I didn't know he had so little time left. He didn't know he had so little time left. And God gives us space to repent.
That's right.
And I didn't know he had so little space left. But I am glad I went out there. I am glad that I went out there with good intentions. I told Brother Jack with me, I said, well, we've done our best. I tried to give him a gospel tract. I'm just not interested. You just keep it, and that's the way it is sometimes. But, we're supposed to try, and I did try. I went out there. I've known Joel for like 30 years. We knew each other in the good times, in the bad, all of that. I can remember riding around his 69 GTO, and we come down off a square reader, and there was a car coming by the end on that one-way road, and he put it to the floor, And I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to hit him, get my car fixed. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm in this car with you. But he was rolling that car, found a place and shot in, got off that road. But you know, that's just the way it was, just crazy. And the wrong kind of crazy. And I'm a fool today, but I'm a fool for Christ. But back then, I was a fool for the devil. But here, they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Joel had everything. He needed nothing. He wasn't worried about nothing. Looked like to him, I was the one that should be worried. That he shouldn't be worried. And like I said, we just, you know, we're just witnesses. And I went out there telling him, Joel, Jesus loves you, buddy. I sure wish you'd get saved. I'd love for you to get saved. And Joel looked at me, looked at him, said, nah, wouldn't even take a track. Well, if I'd known that night, what I found out, you know, within about a week or so, couldn't believe it, just shocked me, rocked my boat to even hear the news. If Joel had known that night,
right,
he probably said, you know, I wouldn't mind hearing about that. Right. Maybe he would have gave it some consideration. But fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Now all you lost people out there that are listening in right now, and you may not even be in the United States. We've got 24 countries that listen in this little old country church. Let me just tell you, Jesus loves you. He said, my hand is stretched out to you. The God Almighty, the creator of everything, including you, is saying, I'm reaching out my hand to you. And you know, you might not regard that, but that's pretty good that God's reaching out to you. Right. It's kind of like he's trying to call you and you don't want to answer. But he said, all the day long my hand is stretched out. Mm-hmm. And you're to give it give it some thought.
That's right.
Me and Donnie was talking this week about Psalms 34 verse 8, oh taste and see that the Lord is good. I didn't know what that meant until I got saved. When I got saved, Sister Bonnie, not only did I taste, I got the buffet line. Man, I wanted more, not just a sample.
Yeah. Right.
But the old song says, I'm rejoicing in my Savior every moment of the day since He gave me this heart of love. On and on we walk together in the hallelujah way since He gave me this heart of love. I didn't know none of that. But when I tasted the gracious God of heaven,
bless him.
Oh my, I understood what that verse is trying to say. You know, you never know how good something is. Bonnie, I seen her bringing something in, and I'll get to find out here in a minute just how good that is. I know it's going to be good. She sent me a card this week, and I was in the Valley of Valleys. I mean, buddy, you know, like the Rose of Sharon, which is just a flower that can refresh you in the valley. That card she sent me, I thought it was to Dottie. I seen it, and I thought, well, that's to Dottie. And I looked and it said to Eddie. And I said, oh boy, I'm getting me a card. And if half what she wrote in that card's true, I'll be second in line behind Billy Graham. We get to heaven when they're passing out the rewards. I'll be second in line. Amen.
Amen.
But oh, how I needed that card. And boy, she does. She said she mailed out like 30 cards, something like that. She's needed stamps. I'm telling you, I don't care if I got to have wallpaper stamps. I want her to have everything she needs. What a great ministry. Probably the greatest ministry. Rita would probably be second, ministering to the young ones back there. The two greatest ministries we have is the card ministry and the children's ministry. And then y'all just have to put up with me. I'm just kind of like the hinge it all swings on, amen? But here, you know, all you lost people out there, you need to find out what you're missing out on. I didn't get saved when I was 34 years old. I didn't know what I was missing out on. Don't knock it till you've tried it. When I say tried it, I don't mean make a profession. I mean get truly born again, saved. The Bible mentioned in Titus, many profess they know Christ, but in works they deny Him. That just means it don't add up. When you get saved, the works are kind of like automatic. Hey, I want you to know when I got saved, I went all over town apologizing to people for cussing them out, for doing this and for doing that. The works are just part of it. When your heart gets right, you'll start doing right. But when you've got an old dirty black heart, it just won't work. Get saved. Don't knock it. God wants you to have it. He's offering it. And He's offering it to you. He paid the supreme price. I'm telling you, he's worthy to receive the reward of his suffering. He deserves the whole world to be saved.
Amen.
And a lot of people won't get saved.
That's right.
And they'll find out the hard way that they could have, they should have, but they didn't. Alrighty. Verse 3, trust in the Lord. That's what you lost people need to do. You know, you may not understand it.
Amen.
May not make a bit of sense.
Right.
But God can make it make sense.
Sure can.
Brother Mitchell, I didn't know how to pray. I mean, here I am, a lost man, 34 years old. A man says, Eddie, Jesus loves you, Eddie. He said, Eddie, Jesus wants to save you. He's just waiting for you to ask him.
Right.
He gave me probably the best illustration I ever heard in my life. He said, Eddie, if your little boy had done something wrong and he come to you and said, Daddy, I'm sorry. He said, Eddie, what would you do? I said, well, I'd forgive him. He said, same way with God. Just go to him, tell him you're sorry.
Right. Yeah.
And boy, I was sorry. I just didn't know how sorry I was. But anyway, I knelt down there by my bedside and called upon him, the rich mercy, all to call upon him. And I never prayed. I mean, I've been, now I lay me down to sleep prayers, but I'd never prayed, you know, to be saved. But here I am down there, and I just prayed the simplest prayer, I guess a person, a lost person could pray. I said, Dear Lord, somebody told me you loved me. Somebody told me that if I would ask you, you'd forgive me my sins and you'd save my soul. And I said, Lord, the best way that I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking you to save me. That was all I needed to say.
That's right.
Hey, my guilt left me immediately. My condemnation, I mean, left the room.
Amen.
And the peace of God flooded my soul. And the joy of being saved was so wonderful, I had to go look in the mirror. And even like today, I looked in the mirror and I said, they're thinking, surely to God, that ain't me. But I thought maybe it was going to be a halo or something. I don't know. But I didn't look no different, but I was different. And Jesus makes that difference. He wants you to have it. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new. I mean, buddy, my talk was different. My walk was different. My mama called me a fanatic, and I still am one. All right, get back on this lesson here. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land. Verily, thou shalt be fed. You know, you can look on over here in this same chapter here. And David here talks about, I've been young. Hold on a minute here. And now I'm old. And I've yet to see the... Here, at verse 25. I've been young, now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous nor forsaken... righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And in this verse says here, thou shalt be fed in the land, and thou shalt dwell in the land. You know the promise of God, I was thinking on the way to church this morning, those promises, those exceeding great precious promises, Brother Eric. God made promises to us. The Bible said all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. I mean, they're affirmative. It's not like it might come, they're affirmative. All the promises in Jesus are yea and amen. He promised he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Man, he promised us comfort. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you. He promised us, you know, the help. He said, look to me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. He said, call upon me a day of trouble. I'll show you great mighty things. You know, I mean, just great promises. Those promises of God are to us when Peter said, trust in the Lord. You know, our country, even on our money, it says in God we trust. It's almost hypocrisy.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I'm still glad it's on there.
Right.
Brother Mitchell, we may not be what we ought to be.
That's right.
But I thank God that it ain't all been erased. They want to chisel, you know, our heritage away.
Right.
They want to remove the ancient landmarks. They want to somehow rewrite history. But boy, thank God for a country called America. Thank God for a country that would go and help other nations that are in distress, that have no one else to help them. I'm glad I live in a country like that.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. Verily thou shalt be fed. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. God doesn't want to withhold any good thing from you. Man, he wants to load your wagon down. I'm telling you. He's a blesser. He's a provider. He's a protector. Just so much God can do for us. He says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You can count on God meeting your need. Things are impossible. Men are possible with God. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here just a little bit. But I saw this week in my wife, I saw her a little bit of concern or afraid about her health and the direction it was going in, to the point, you know, she was having to take inhalers, you know, she was having trouble with her asthma, getting her breath and everything. And I saw those nurses at the hospital as well as me trying to comfort her, saying it's all right. We've seen worse. Trying to comfort her and encourage her. Even the doctor, when he came in, I commend him on this. He had a good spirit about him. He come in just jubilee, joyful. And, he told her, he said, it's not as bad as it looks, not as bad as it sounds. He said, things are looking better. And I saw her perk up a little bit with that. But that's one part of, being a doctor or a nurse. Sometimes you got to help people to realize, it could be worse. I was listening to a preacher preach this week up in Somerset. Ken Griffin, I believe is his name, but he was in the military and he was having some kind of problem. I don't know what it was, but they were in a foreign country. And his doctor come in the room, and he was having him a little old pity party. And a doctor come in the room, and he had sandals on his hands and on his feet. He was walking on all fours. He come in and said, what's your problem, son? He said, I looked at him and said, sir, I have no problem. He realized his problems were so minute, it wasn't even worth mentioning. And that's the way we are. We think we got it really bad. Oh, nobody's got it as bad as I do. Then you meet somebody and you say, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I kind of went all in on something that wasn't that bad. Sister Sharon, I see her raise her hand a little bit right back there. She's praying her health get a little better.
Right.
I believe it will. And we're praying for her. But sometimes, you see somebody that's a whole lot worse off than you are.
That's right.
It is kind of like a ripple effect. You think, my situation's not that bad after all. Right. But when you dwell on it, it does seem like it gets bigger than what it really is. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself. There we go. We started out with those words. Fret not thyself. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You know, I get a little frustrated at politics. I can't do nothing about it. God's got it. I don't like situations. I don't like some decision they're making. I don't like, just for lack of better words, just show you how frustrated I am. I don't know no other way to handle this, but Joe Biden, when he went into office, he sent $200 billion to Iran.
That's right.
Our enemies, the ones, death to America, death to Israel, the great Satan, the little Satan, sent $200 billion to Iran. They sent it to Hamas. And then you got October the 7th and more to come. That's where they got all of them flying machines and them guns and them bombs and them phosphorus bombs. When the Jewish people went into their bomb shelters, they threw the bomb in there and shut the door and literally just cooked them like a microwave. I mean, they opened the door and they literally just died frozen like Pompeii. I don't like it. I can't do nothing about it. God, the righteous judge. Ecclesiastes chapter 20, verse 14. God will bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or evil. He's gonna take care of it. He'll serve notice.
Amen.
There's no sense in they tried to assassinate President Trump. Thank God they didn't kill him. But if they had killed him, it would have been a great loss. If I had him, I'd step down right there. But thank God for him. He's fighting for us. You may not think he is, but he is. Amen. I don't understand why being there would even want to take the time to even fool with a political job. But I understand his logic. He stands to lose everything just like we do. Somebody's got to do something. I guess he said, well, I can do something. Why not me? And really sacrifice his whole future, his whole livelihood. They're trying to kill him. They went down there and raided his house. He gave them permission to come. No, that wasn't what they wanted. They turned the cameras off. I got to get off politics. Anyway, we can't do nothing about some things. All we can do is pray. Brother Mitchell, he prays a lot. But that's what we need to do. Just keep praying. Keep telling the Lord. Say, Lord, you need to look into this. This ain't right. Fret not thyself. Because of him who prospereth in his way. You know, politics is a lot about money.
That's right.
And if it wasn't money, I believe most of them, well, they'd probably all be gone.
Yeah.
I mean, that one member of that squad team, Corey Bush, she crying tears, crocodile tears. She makes something like $200,000 a year, and all she's doing is causing problems in America and getting paid to do it. Oh my, good riddance. Amen. I got to get off politics here, but rest in the Lord.
That's right.
You know, we got Him. That's all we need. Amen. I'm on the winning side. I'm telling you, victory in Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Woo! Glory to God. I tell you, I rest pretty good because I'm resting in Him. Amen. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for Him. I am waiting for Him. When He shows up, I'm leaving out. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Ain't no sense getting mad about it. Now, I do every now and then this weekend. Lord, I'm just going to try to test these waters a little bit. But as bad as my wife's situation was Friday, her mother, her brother-in-law, and her sister was going to come visit her Saturday, and they decided they'd come another time because she was in the ER, spent the whole night in the hospital out there on Friday night. But she got to come home. You know, we got home about 6 o'clock Saturday morning, and we sent word to them. They decided to come on up. It's a 2-hour drive from Cookville to where we live. And we sitting there thinking, they would have been here by now. And my brother-in-law called me and said, our truck's broke down. I kind of looked at it a positive way. I thought, glory to God. They're close. It was just on up there at Haywood, up there at the Dollar General store. I thought, that's not that far off. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to get them. And I'm going to bring your mother and your sister here, and y'all can fellowship, and me and your brother-in-law will work on the truck.
Yeah.
It was a blessing. But I could have got big and mad.
Amen.
Well, we got the old truck fixed. Wasn't that big a deal. My wife, really, it was a blessing sent from God.
Amen.
All that quality time they got to spend, I got more of it than it would have if the truck hadn't broke down. But anyway, my brother-in-law, we got to talk a little bit, and I was telling him about it. I said, there ain't no sense of getting mad. I said, these kind of things happen. You know, just kind of, you know, you can't laugh everything off, but I said, you know, just look at it in a good light. You know, it could have been worse. All it was a brake caliper locked up. You couldn't even roll the wheel. And he was telling me that he was having a bad day there at the house, and his wife, she got one of them treadmills, you know, and I guess it's a belt. I don't know. Whatever the thing is you run on. Thank you, honey. Whatever that thing is you run on, it came off, and he'd had a bad day. And she come and said, his name's Richard Loftus, her name's Debbie. She said, Richard, she said, the belt come off of that treadmill, I think that's what you call it, I don't know. And he said, that's all I need is something else to break. He was working on a lawnmower. I said, Richard, just count it all joy, buddy.
That's right.
I said, these are just minute, but they do take their toll on us. I mean, it ain't like you can just discount everything, but don't go overboard. It says, cease from anger. You know, there'll be times, you'll have plenty of times to get mad.
Right.
There'll be a fit time, but, you know, abstain from it.
Amen.
Unless it's no way out, I try to use great discretion when it comes to anger. Most of the time, I just kind of sidestep and say, Sorry about it. Just not interested. I try to put everything in this category. Well, it could be worse. Whatever gets where it can't be worse, I don't know what I'm going to do. But don't dwell there. Some people dwell so much in that category, they can't even enjoy the things they've got to enjoy because they're mad. Our lesson day, we'll be preaching about Jonah. He's mad. I mean, he's mad as a wet hen. And I'm looking forward to preaching today, the second half of the message on God's first missionary. But we're like Jonah sometimes. We get mad. Jonah really had nothing to get mad over, but he was mad anyway. That's the way we are sometimes. Sometimes just need to be glad instead of mad.
Yeah.
He says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not. That's the third time those three words, fret not thyself, in any wise do evil. Don't say, I'll show you. Don't say, this ain't the end of this.
Right.
Just say, I love you. I forgive you. I'm going to be praying for you. You'll put coals on their head. They won't be able to sleep a wink. Yeah. You never know. They might call you and say, hey, I'm sorry.
Right.
I mean, it may not, but they should. But make the right response. One of the worst things you can do, the Hatfields and McCoys. Anybody ever heard of them?
Yeah.
They run out of place to bury people.
Yeah.
I mean, somewhere you just got to say, it just ain't worth it.
Right.
And that's what we'll end up being if we're not careful. Some things you just need to let go. Something I can't change. I hit my thumb right there, you know, and I hit that, and I thought, praise God, at least they ain't believing it, put a little bruise there. But I was trying to drive a chisel down the ground, get a big old flint knife out of the ground, but I did want that flint knife, but hitting that thumb right there, that hammer didn't stop me. I kept going, morning, Lucy. Morning, Sarah. Chase. Morning, Brother Patrick.
Morning.
You know, you may have times you get mad, just don't dwell there. Don't stay mad. Get over it. It ain't worth it.
That's right.
And try to think on better things. Think on things above. Think about good things. Old song says, count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, name them
one by one.
One by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. You know, sometimes I do have a pity party every now and then, and I get to thinking about how God been good to me. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He said, what was that? I said, nothing. You know, every now and then you need to just get your mind where it needs to be. And you don't have to worry about that anger. I've seen people, I'm telling you, they're like a shotgun. They're already cocked, ready to fire. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Forget. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. It just ain't worth it. I've been there, and I'll just tell you. Oh me. Jonah said, I do well to be angry. No, you don't do well being angry.
Don't.
Yeah. I've met people, you had to watch yourself around them. I'm telling you, I don't tiptoe. One time, and Lord, just give me a lot of liberty up here. I'm sorry. One time when I was real young, I was mad. My uncle knew I was mad. But he was such a gracious man. Did you ever know him, Bonnie? Lady O'Gurnals? Did you ever know May and Edgar O'Gurnals? It was their son. It was my mother's brother. But I was mad as with him, Brother Eric. You know how he handled that? He come up there. This is amazing how he's able to do that. He come up and he said, you ain't mad, are you? I mean, I went down. Oh, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm so mad that you could have, I'd have vaporized water if you poured it on me. But he said, you're not mad, are you? I said, no, I'm not mad. Oh, it just ruined it. Oh, he was so good at, you know, helping you with situations. I was mad. Lord, I was mad. But, you know, that question, you ain't mad, are you? Oh, no, I'm not mad. I had to eat that crow. Oh, my. Oh, Lord. Well, anyway, I thank God for that moment. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
It says, verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. You know those today that are just seem like, you know, they can't do no wrong. Everything they do, just they got the Midas touch. You know what I mean? But they're not right with God. And like I said, Rita sung that song Wednesday night about the goodness of God. I don't even know the song. I know Patrick played it here at the church. last Sunday. I think he played it for Carol, and Rita sung it Wednesday night, and I hope she tries to sing it again this morning. I loved it.
Amen.
I needed it. Boy, every now and then we just need to remember just how good God's been to us.
Amen.
If you're not careful, you can get carried away down here, and you can get consumed in something that's not even worth considering or even thinking upon, and get your mind off of things that you really need to dwell on. But she sung that song Wednesday night. She was having all kind of trouble up there with that tablet. I didn't care.
Amen.
She turned that thing every which way. But boy, that song ministered in a mighty way.
Yes.
Every now and then we need to be ministered to like that. Oh, I was shouting over here on Wednesday night. Amen. I can see Brenda called me. She said, I enjoyed that Wednesday night service. I said, I did too. Amen. Yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. You know, the wicked don't understand their problem. You're probably going to, Brother Eric's talked to me a little bit about a few things. You're not always going to be able to prevail. You're not always going to be able to get through. But you don't need to never let up. No. Praying, don't give up, trying, just stay with it. You know, I was a rough one. And a little 8-year-old boy come in my bedroom, I melted like butter.
That's right.
8-year-old boy.
Amen.
I mean, who could have seen that coming? I mean, here David and Goliath. I could have bit anybody's head off. And a little 8-year-old boy said, come up to me, Daddy, will you please go to church with me today? And I'm telling you, buddy, don't give up. Yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You look over and say, wow, what happened? Man, they had everything going for them. And now they've got, you know, an absolute auction, you know, and here the families come in, and they're consuming all that's left, licking it up like a cow licks the grass up, and it shall not be. It's gone. And the memory's gone. Verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth. God wants us all. You know, Peter says, humble yourself therefore in the mighty hand of God. He may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter chapter 5, I think it's verse 6. A meek is a price. Let me see if I can find this verse real quick here. I think it's Psalms 51. David here, great king, great man, done a great sin. But here in Psalms 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. You know, the more you can humble yourself, the closer you can get to God. I'm telling you, God wants a close, intimate relationship with us. But sometimes we're a stench in the nostrils of God, and He just can't get close to us. We need to humble ourselves. The meek here shall inherit the earth. Jehovah Witness, they dwell on this verse right here. I told them, I said, you can have it, but it's going to be a fireball here for long. And, you know, they don't want to hear that. But you know, God done destroyed this earth once by water. And He said, next time going to be by fire. And I do want to inherit the earth. Not the one right now, but the one after all the dross has been removed. That new earth mentioned in Revelation chapter number 21. That's the one I want to inherit, amen. Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. You know what the seas do? They divide things. You know, overseas, you got to fly over or take a boat or whatever. If you can swim that far, help yourself. I'll tell you right now, I can swim, but I'm not going to do that. I haven't flown, but if I had to, I would. But seas divide things. You can take a phone call somebody overseas, and they can call you. But to get there, you got to figure out a way across that sea. But there'll be no sea in that new earth. We'll be able to just go to whoever, spend all day long. I don't know really how to explain heaven except you'll have plenty of time. One of the things down here we've got so little of is time. James said, what is your life but a vapor? Appear for a little while, then vanish away. Levi, how old are you, honey?
I ain't gone tomorrow.
Yeah. How old are you, Levi?
16.
She's 16 and I'm 71. I mean, a lot of water went under the bridge.
That's right.
I can remember back in the time when I could say I was 16.
Yeah.
But we just got so many days.
That's right.
And, you know, she can make a lot of good decisions. I made a lot of bad decisions. As you can tell, I paid the price for it too, buddy.
Right.
Amen. But, youth, it's but a moment. We're like the grass that withers, the fly that fadeth. There's Tammy back there, glory to God.
Amen.
I know she's been laying with that. Thomas slipped in.
Not really, but.
Well, God, I appreciate you coming. I know you don't feel good. We've been praying for Tammy, and I know it ain't good when you don't feel good, but I appreciate her saying, was it Brother Mitchell? Somebody said, I could feel just as bad there as what here went on comes up. Didn't you, Brother Mitchell? Yeah. He said, I said, I'll just come on anyway. He said, I didn't feel like coming. Yeah. He said, heck, I can be just as miserable as I can here.
Amen.
Amen. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Your peace is something only God can give.
Right.
Now, I've seen people, you know, they pull out a big wad of money and I don't need nothing. Next thing you know, they're in the hospital fighting for their life and they hold out that wad of money to that doctor and he said, that ain't going to help you, buddy. But you know what we got? It's priceless. We got the peace of God.
That's right.
God, he said, he giveth peace. And you can't go to Walmart and say, I need a cup of peace or a gallon of peace or a glass of peace or whatever. But God can give us, he's the Prince of Peace. And you know what? He gives peace, Peter said, that passes understanding. I mean, the world can't even understand our peace. I mean, no matter what, we got peace. And you know, I thank God for that. But here, he says, abundance of peace.
Thomas.
Verse 12, the wicked plotteth against the just. If y'all don't know that, somebody's trying to undermine you right now.
That's right.
Ronnie, if God be for us,
who can be against?
Y'all hear that? They're wasting their time, but they're not going to quit. But they're going to keep plotting against us. Y'all don't know, I shouldn't keep up with all this. But y'all don't know what's in the making coming up. But the goal is to take America from the Americans and take it away from us and throw us out, take all the riches, all the land. You're not even going to be allowed to own property or whatever. All I got to say is help yourself. We got a better country. Hey, we got a better country and a better God than all the devices they come up with. All these plans, you know, AI, all that bunch of junk. It says here, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Now they're not looking at dying. They're not even thinking about losing. But they're on the losing side. We're on the winning side. No matter what, we can't lose. Morning, Sister Faith. And no matter what they do, they can't win. But they won't get it. They won't hear it. They won't accept it now, but they will later.
Yeah.
Oh, later, boy, when it falls in on them. Why didn't somebody warn me? Well, they tried. Why didn't somebody tell me you wouldn't listen? You know, I'll just tell you, the world's got a day coming, and God here, he says, he seeth that his day is coming.
Right.
The wicked have drawn out the sword. They think, buddy, they can take you out. And like Bonnie said, if God be for you, who can be against you? I just read this morning in Isaiah, no weapon formed against you can prosper. I don't care if they got the greatest nuclear warhead, the greatest airplane, the greatest tank, the greatest bombs, the greatest bullets. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm bulletproof. I got eternal life already. I'm just telling you, nothing they've got can prosper.
That's right.
I'm already eternally saved. I've already got eternal life.
Right.
Already got an eternal home.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody wrote a song, hit me with your best shot. I'm just telling you, things fixed. They're on the winning side. Their sword, it says here, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he said these days coming, the wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Yes, God's got this. Fret not thyself. I think we read that about four times. Jesus said in John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Now we do worry. Some of us, maybe more than others, we all do worry. God says, don't worry, I got this. And I have to admit, if it wasn't for God, I would be a worrywart. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have no hope. I'd have, you know, hopelessness. But I'm telling you, God gives us everything we need. He's got it. No matter how great they come. No matter what they do. Matter of fact, later on in this chapter, we won't get to it. But in verse 35, it says, I've seen the wicked in great power. And sometimes, you know, some people don't need to be given power.
That's right.
Once they get it, you see it, they spread themselves like a green bay tree. Oh boy, who can bring them down? Yet, next verse, yet he passeth away. And lo, he was not. Yeah, I sought him. He could not be found. God's got this thing. Amen. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. You know, you're richer than you realize. You just need sometimes to count your blessings.
Right.
And for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be how long?
Forever and ever.
I like things that don't have an end. You know, when you go on vacation, you're down there at the end of that thing, and you think, boy, I wish this could last forever. Carolyn, I was going to last forever. Forever. Psalms 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And forever I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Let me quote that right there. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those words right there, forever. We've got them attached to us. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. No matter what. Hey, they throw Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego down in a fiery furnace. Brother Eric, they're down there walking around. The king looks down there and said, didn't we throw three in? I see four. And they're walking. The reason he's walking is trying to keep them freezing to death in that fire down there, Rita. He's walking to stay warm. And he said, the form of the fourth like a son of man. God will be with us no matter what we go through. He said, I'll be with you. And he says, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Like I said, buddy, God's going to take care of us. The good shepherd going to lead his flock, going to feed his flock. And forever, verse 20, our last verse, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke. They shall consume away. God's got this.
That's right.
And thank God He does. There's some things I can't change. There's some things that I could say, Chase, they're just impossible. But the Bible says things impossible to man are possible to God. God can do all things, and He does all things well. And He's got this faith. All He said us do, He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I'd told you so. I go prepare a place for you. I got a place prepared for you, Eric. One day I'll get there and I'll say, Lord, I didn't deserve this. That will be true. But He's going to give it to me anyway. And y'all too. He's got it all prepared. And everything's ready. Won't be long, the dinner bell will ring. And we'll go sup with Him. Spend a while with the Lord. Amen. Enjoy the things of God down here. And He really enjoy them when we get up there. Oh, Father, we thank You for this lesson this morning. Refresh my soul. A lot of liberty. Thank You for that liberty, Lord. Bless Your children. Bless Your churches. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Good lesson.
Amen.